the real bit of the season is upon us. And really, my idea, I just thought, get Squeeze in, because they are just one of the greatest pop bands of our time or any time. So sitting opposite me, looking very embarrassed, I must say, Chris Difford and Glenn Tilbrook, and two acoustic... Now, wait a minute, both acoustic guitars, right?
Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah.
Good afternoon.
And good afternoon. It's great to see you here.
Thanks for having us.
And let's... Well, you could choose, but can we start with Take Me, I'm Yours?
We certainly could do that, Jeremy. I think we're going to start right away here.
Desert to greet you with a smile. My camel looks so tired, it's hardly worth my while to tell you of my travels across the golden east. I see your preparations, invite me first to feast. Take me, I'm yours, because dreams are made of this. Forever there'll be a heaven in your kiss. Amusing belly dances distract me from a wide across Tibetan mountains and memories of mine. I stood some gossy moments with natives in the hills, recorded here on paper, my chills and thrills and spills. Take me, I'm yours, because dreams are made of this. Forever there'll be a heaven in your kiss. Some welcome you never seem to change. A grape to tempt your leisure, romantic gesture strange. My ego flies tomorrow, it's a game I treasure, dear. To seek the helpless future, my love at last, I'm here. Take me, I'm yours, because dreams are made of this. Forever there'll be a heaven in your kiss.
There we are. I'm thrilled. It's
well, that was
fantastic.
Great fun. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, mm. Amazing. And there the so which guitar? So Chris, you're playing the lead guitar, and
I'm playing.
Glenn's playing the lead, and Chris is playing the rhythm.
Playing the rhythm. Yes. Yeah. I'm sort of heavy-handed here at the back.
No, you're perfect. You're perfectly formed. Was I locked in there?
Was I limp wrist?
No. Very firm wristed, Chris.
It sounded incredible. And when I first heard that, it was 1978, and you were being interviewed on Capital Radio by Maggie Norden, I think. And they played Strong in Reason off your first album as well. I won't ask you to play that now. That's probably a bit obscure, that one.
It's a bit obscure.
But yes, so I joined your fan club, and I was number 25. How about
we only got up to 32.
But you're in the pantheon of great songwriters. Difford and Tilbrook in the studio, live, a Christmas treat from us and from them. Can we have Cool for Cats?
Okay, I love the tinsel all around here. It's very, very nice.
It's Terry Wogan's.
It's Terry Wogan's. Oh, my God, is this his shrine?
This is his studio. It was until Friday.
Okay.
Okay, ready? Yeah. 2, 3, 4.
Sensing signals from the rocks above the past. The cowboys take position in the bushes and the grass. The score is with the couple, she is tied against a tree. She does a minor language, except beating she don't need. She lets loose all the horses when the couple is asleep. And he wakes to wake the fires dead and arrows in his hats. And David Crockett rides around and says it's cool for cats, it's cool for cats. The he's doing 90 cause they've got nowhere to go to get a gang of villains in a shabba patty throw. They're canning at the fivers when the handcuffs suck again. They're in and out of once the fifth, the numbers on their names. It's funny how the missus always looks a bleeding sane. And meanwhile at the station there's a couple of likely lads who swear like adds your father and they're very good for cats, they're good for cats. To change the mood a little, I've been floating down above. I'll see you in my reflection, I'm looking slightly rough. I fancy this, I fancy that, I wanna be so flash. Give a little muscle, spend a little cash. But all I get is bitter and a nasty little rash. And by the time I'm sober, I've forgotten what I've had. And everybody tells me it's cool to be a cat, it's cool for cats. Some old chat, but it's not like that on the TV. When it's cool for cats, it's cool for cats.
Ah, oh, fantastic.
Phew.
How do you write the words to that one? The Sweeney's doing 90 because they got the word to go. They get a gang of villains in the shed up at Heathrow. Where's that come from?
It comes from watching Benny Hill. Glenn had already written the tune, and we had the tune on a tape. And I was sitting in my room eating cheese on toast, and Benny Hill was on the telly. And I always liked the meter of those Benny Hill songs. You know, they were always very straightforward and sort of like a children's poems in a way.
Yeah, yeah. OK, we've got actually listeners emailing vine@bbc.co.uk wanting to wish you a happy Christmas and saying how much they're loving this. So I think what we'll do one more. I'll play a record, then you can put the cans on and we'll get a listener to wish you happy Christmas.
Thank
how about
you.
That?
That'd be great.
So is it OK if I ask for Up the Junction on behalf of our customers?
Well, let's see how okay it
is. I never thought it would happen with me and the girl from Clapham out on the Willie Common. That night I ain't forgotten. We shared the other rations with some other passions. I said, you are a lady. Perhaps she said, I may be. We moved into a basement with thoughts of our engagement. We stayed in by the telly, although the room was smelly. We spent our time just kissing, the railway arms were missing. Cause lover got us hooked up, and all our time it took up. I got a job with Stanley, he said I'd come in handy. I started me on Monday, so I had a bath on Sunday. I worked 11 hours. Girl, some flowers. She said she'd seen the doctor, but nothing now could stop her. I worked out through the winter, the weather brought a bitter. I put away a tenner each week to make it better. And when the time was ready, we had to sell the telly. Late evenings by the fire with little kicks inside her. This morning at 4:50, I took a rather nifty. To an incubator, but 30 minutes later, she gave birth to a daughter within a year of Walker. She looked just like a mother, if there could be another. Now she's 2 years older, her mother's with a soldier. She left me with my drinking, became a proper stand. The devil came and took me from Barter Street to Bookie. No more nights by the telly, no more nights nappy smelling. Alone here in the kitchen, I feel there's something missing. I beg for some forgiveness, but begging's not my business. And she won't write a letter, though I always tell her. And so it's my assumption, I'm really up the junction.
We are listening to Squeeze. Chris Difford and Glenn Tilbrook, the songwriters, the voices, the guitars behind Squeeze. And that was Up the Junction. And it's the only song in rock history to rhyme the word nifty and 450. I know that. I'm sure there aren't any others.
I'm sure there aren't either.
If you take a breather, we are so grateful to you. Come and sit down here. Okay. We'll put you in touch with some listeners.
Thank you. Independent ticket to the first now.
Duffy and Mercy, and we are with Chris Difford and Glenn Tilbrook of Squeeze, who are touring next year and doing stuff together, what, summer and then October? And
yeah.
I want to make sure you don't leave the studio and think, we should have mentioned that.
There's lots of stuff we should probably mention. The thing is, what we're going to do is we're doing dates next year. We got Squeeze back together 2 years ago, and after the almost shamefully traditional habit of falling out, which Chris and I did for a few years, we got back together, and actually now we love each other again, which is great.
Good.
And it feels great to be back in Squeeze, you know. Yeah. I'm very proud of the songs. I think there's about two or three songs that I don't like out of our entire career, which is not a bad batting average, you know.
Well, we played Christmas Day an hour ago.
Oh. Yikes.
And that's a very great rare song, but yeah, it's funny how that didn't chart, did it, for strangely technical reasons.
I thought it was technical reasons,
but anyway, Julie is on the... Go on.
Sorry, I think it was Chris Tarrant who said to Jules, you'll never work on television again after we turned up late for one of his shows to play that song.
Yes, for those who don't know this, and there can't be that many, Jules Holland was the keyboard player right at the very beginning. He didn't write much. He wrote Fuffy's a Beat for You, didn't he, or something?
No.
Didn't he write that?
No.
He just played along. Yeah. Julie Text in Newport. Hello, Julie.
Hello.
You're on the line to the key songwriting team of Difford and Tilbrook. How about that?
I know, it's fabulous.
You can say anything you want, within reason.
Right, well, I saw Glenn recently because he toured locally and he came to the Globe in Cardiff, a tiny little arena, which he probably remembers.
Yes,
and it was terrific. And you may remember me because I came up and I said I didn't want anything from you except a hug, and you gave me one.
Oh.
She's following you
around. Best leave it there, right?
Happy Christmas, Julie.
You had your motorhome outside, but I just wanted to say I've seen loads of bands, but the only band I've seen more than five times is Squeeze. I've absolutely adored you for years.
Fantastic.
And I'm so thrilled that you're going to be touring together, because much as I love listening to you, Glenn, Chris is always needed in the background. I do always miss him.
Yes, well, just a shadow in the background. I'll be down there soon, don't worry.
Cheers, Julie. I was just going to ask, the last two songs, when you did Cool for Cats and Up the Junction, you don't do those as the dual harmony, is that?
No.
You never have?
No, we never did. When Chris and I started writing together and singing together, it was something that, like many things that we did, was never planned. It just came out that's, you know, Chris's voice is like roughly an octave below mine.
Yeah, and it's an amazing sound.
It's a great sound together. Yeah.
Louise Johnston in Dorset has rung us to say thank you for playing such wonderful music this afternoon. Just brilliant, just what I needed while I decorate my Christmas cake. Our pleasure. Jane Friswell in Coventry says, what a sensational version of Take Me, I'm Yours. I'm standing doing my ironing, bopping away. They should release it, get it back in the charts. It's taking me back. Wonderful. I reckon they're all 44, everyone who's calling it, just like this.
Certainly.
Oh, hang on, let's see how old Paula is. Paula, now, go on, tell me what year you were born.
Hello, 1969, so I'm 40.
Okay, and what did those tunes do to you just then?
Well, it just took me back to those painful teenage years, but how great it was to have those sort of, that music to get us through, really, Up the Junction, especially when you just played it. I thought I'd love to know where their inspiration came to write that, because it just took me back, way back. Mm.
Well, I think you wrote that in New Orleans, Glenn, is that right?
The music for it, I did, I think. Yes. But it's the lyric, really, isn't it? Like, I can say this, because I didn't write the lyric, and I remember Chris giving it to me and thinking, I just thought immediately what a fantastic story it was, and my job was to convey that, you know, to not get in the way of the story. And it's Chris's gift, storytelling.
Well, that's very kind. I think you obviously want me to pay for lunch after this, don't you, Glenn?
Exactly.
Famously, I was just telling them my pop fact, which is that Up the Junction is one of the few songs that only has the chorus line, the title line of the song, once, and another one is Our Friends Electric, and they were both in the charts at the same time. And they said, actually, the very short list of songs that end with the title is Up the Junction and...
Virginia Plain.
Virginia Plain. So the only time the title is mentioned, the last line. Paula, I'm glad we brought back your teenage years.
Thank you. Take care.
Cheers, Paula.
Thank you.
Lots of people very, very grateful. Holly in Hereford says, Squeeze, amazing. Play Tempted. Oh, we didn't do that. One of my faves. Great show. Merry Christmas to everybody at Radio 2. And Merry Christmas to Squeeze. Dennis in Derby says, I love the way you guys are now Squeeze. It's like Chris and Glenn, it's just Squeeze. Dennis says, I love Squeeze. Thank you, Squeeze, for making my day. Ooh. And Fred in Bude says, I saw you at the Chagstock Festival this year.
That was brilliant.
Brilliant.
What a great festival that is.
Rachel in Reading, I saw you at Latitude. You were phenomenal. Thanks for having Squeeze on. And Spike in Suffolk says, wow, these guys sound brilliant. I saw them many years ago, but boy, they still have a great sound. So again, you've really made the programme very special today. Thank you for coming in.
Yeah, we've got a busy time next year, so we're looking forward to coming to see everybody.
Magic. Chris Difford, Glenn Tilbrook of Squeeze.
Didn't they always say